To give you an idea of the scope of the challenge involved, Facebook has 1.8 billion visitors every month, and 1 billion tweets pass through Twitter every 2 days. So in the middle of that, if you have some messaging which carries use of a language concerning the glorification of terrorism and the fact that they ask for the people to join them, it's extremely difficult to get somewhere this messaging. That's what is a challenge. You ask me what is a challenge? 1.8 billion visitors every month for Facebook and 1 billion tweets through Twitter every second day.
So how can terrorists be prevented right now? Will this involve some kind of spying on users online?
It's not a question to spy. It's a question to discuss with the private companies and civil society, by the way, both. To see how to do that means that through some alerts of Twitter, of Facebook, or Microsoft, or whatever. And we can probably look at that in a manner which really still protect the intimacy, if it is not the privacy, of the people. That's also my concern. So we are here together, private companies, member states, civil society, during these 2 days, in order to see how to build that. And especially we have a program with ICT for Peace, which is an NGO, in order to continue this dialogue and to have some soft rules to say, hey, that the company say to us, hey, there is a problem there. You know what I mean? But not to look after every message. Because the magnitude I have given to you proves that we cannot look after all the messages. Even if you wanted to do that, it's impossible. We have to change our mindset. The world is not what it was before. We are almost at the same time than the time of Galileo. You remember the time that everybody was thinking that the earth was flat. And he said, wait a minute, the earth is round. So it's almost the same problem now. We have to look at this issue with another type of vision, another type of eyes, and check how we can do the things with the companies and the civil society while in the same time protecting our intimacy.
Also, besides the intimacy you're talking about, there is the issue of human rights and freedom of expression.
Yes, of course.
So how do you balance, ensure this balance?
This is exactly the same response. You cannot ensure the balance if you dictate some rules and say, okay, we will do this. In any case, these rules will not be efficient. What we have to know is also that the hackers are very powerful. They can destroy your privacy in really a very short period of time. We should have a set of principles, like, as you said, the freedom of expression, the fact that we should also protect our family life, our personal life, but also understand that even if we are also a private person, we have also a public figure in our job. So all of that has to be balanced, but we can do that. We can do that, but not in a way which is imposing on the people or imposing on the societies or imposing on the companies. That's through this dialogue that you can really fine-tune what you have to do and see when the companies can alert you. You say, well, look, there are at least 10 or 13 messages which really contain messaging which is really wrong. So they can do that through alerts. This is where we are working with them to see what kind of alert they can have in order not to be too intrusive. And then, of course, in this case, we can maintain the freedom of speech. But because also freedom of speech means that this is a way also to combat this type of speech. If you give, for example, the floor to the victims of terrorist acts against impunity, you will have a very powerful message. So this freedom of speech has to be maintained. The journalists like you, when you report on the terrorist attacks also, should, of course, think over on how to say that in order not to spread the wrong message. You know what I mean? But of course, you will do whatever you want because this is freedom of speech.
Mm. How can the UN help member states in such a complicated issue, either in preventing the exploitation of these communications or otherwise?
UN provides, and this is the opinion of all the people who participate in this meeting, and this is where they come, a unique platform which is the gathering of all these companies, all the civil society, and all the member states. You have several platforms, of course. You have also discussions on bilateral levels between member states and companies and civil society. You have also a forum for many companies, like the World Economic Forum, which is also connecting with the public sector. But the Security Council means something, you know. So it means that if you have the companies working with us in that and the civil society, it means really something. For the first time in this story, it was 6 months ago, one of the big companies involved in this business and these difficulties in the same time brought that to the attention of the Security Council itself. So it means that we are not entre nous anymore. As I said from the very beginning, we have to change our mindset. We have to propose also something different. And since we are the platform, then we have to share our experiences, especially my office, the Counterterrorist Executive Directorate, under the political guidance of the Counterterrorist Committee of the Security Council. We assess the situation of the countries in terms of counterterrorist capacities. Not so much the threats, because the threat, everybody assesses the threat, including journalists, by the way. But the counterterrorist capacities is something that we have to. And here we have, for example, the example on how to combine human rights and the intrusive actions against this messaging when they are posted, for example, on the web. So there are very good experience in some countries, very good experience in some other countries, very good experience by the companies. And we put that together in order to share these experiences and to share these good or less good practices. You say, oh, my practice is not very good. This is very good. That's what we do. Especially to, for example, to suppress the bad websites, you know, when this is really a website which contains a lot of messages. When we have that, when we, of course, we see that there is a very bad website, then it means that member states will have the privilege to decide, based on their own legislation, if they want to prosecute or not the people. But the great majority of the countries can prosecute, because at the end we have also to have some examples, but examples only, because then think that you will prosecute everybody. Not only is this not realistic, but it is impossible.